And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with Mr. Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing. We're going to be talking bluefin, yellowtail, and more. It's springtime fishing in Southern California, and we've got all the information for you on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, Mighty 1090.
There's a lot of great tools out there to help you land the biggest catch. We've got state-of-the-art fish finders, the latest sonar technology, and a wide assortment of lures and jigs at our disposal. It's all tech to help you land the big one. Do you know who else loves the latest tech? Your San Diego County Ford dealers. Just look at F-150. It's loaded with tech. That's one of the many reasons F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payloads and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Available with an 8-inch touchscreen, fuel-saving EcoBoost engine, and all the latest safety and comfort features, F-150 is the truck that is smart enough for California. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on F-150 XLT and STX. Right now is your best chance to get the best deal on the best truck. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Vessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard. A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes. Introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Going to be a fun show today, man. There's a lot to talk about
indeed. In
regards to Fisherman's Landing.
Yes, indeed. And you can check out our Instagram and Facebook. You can see a picture of the good-looking Carl Schmidt, who's sitting right here in the Mighty 1090 studios with Pete and Rick. And good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Carl. Everyone. How's everyone doing?
Great to see you in the studio here this morning. What's going on at Fisherman's Landing?
Getting ready for the season. The season's kind of trying to start off, depending on how this weather goes out. But Liberty was out yesterday. They had an 8 bluefin and 20 bonita, and there's some yellowtail to be caught also. And just trying to get the season going with this bluefin. Looks like there's plenty of it out there. Just
and close, within
record day range.
Yeah.
Within full day range.
Full day range, I would call it. Within like 20 to 30 miles, and there's fish from there all the way down the beach, you know. I know the Shogun's going out tonight looking for some more of that bluefin. I know some of that bluefin's been up to, well over 100 and 150 pounds. I think there's even been one over 200 pounds caught already.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know it was cool how this thing just happened in that, you know, that bluefin, quote-unquote, local season, like, started out of necessity. They're fishing the islands and catching yellowtail at the islands, and then some kind of crummy water moved into the island. So, okay, well, let's go offshore and take a look, and lo and behold,
yeah, I'm not sure who started going offshore, but they went offshore when that dirty water moved into the islands and, like, caught some yellowtail. And it's like, oh, there's some bluefin out here also. So a couple bluefin here and a couple bluefin there. Then we've had fish anywhere from, like, I think the low day has been, like, four fish on the boat all the way up to he had 15 or 18 the other day. I know some of the other boats had very similar fishing, anywhere from 30 pounds to 80 pounds on the full-day boats now.
Wow.
And anywhere from a handful of yellowtail to, like, 40 to 50 fish yellowtail also.
Nice. So what's the best method to catch them?
Every day, like yesterday, not yesterday, but day before yesterday, all the fish were on flatfalls. And when I talked to Taro yesterday, all the fish was on live bait. 30-pound, 40-pound fluorocarbon with the, like, a number 2-0 circle hook was, like, the key to get bait yesterday, fly line and a bait. So it's been different. Bigger flatfalls, the 160-gram to 250-gram. And he said it didn't make any difference on the color, just the bigger flatfalls.
Okay.
So I think the most popular ones are everyone's fishing is obviously the glow-in-the-dark and the pink and blue one, the Katy Perry one, and this, like, sardine-looking colored ones and stuff like that. So it's different every day. So when I tell guys to be prepared with a 25-pound outfit, like a 40, 50-pound outfit, and if you have it, bring your 60 and 80-pound outfit or even a 100-pound outfit because that big fish has been out there also, the over 100 pounds.
Oh, man.
So cool, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, this is April that we're talking about this. You know, like, it's just so cool that this is already a thing and that fish is in full-day range, formerly three-quarter-day range. I mean, it's crazy.
It's been biting, too, for several weeks now.
And you hear the same, I mean, it's one of those things, too. It's just like calico bass fishing and all those other things. Like, a lot of times the fish count does not tell the tale of how good the fishing can be. I mean, every day in the shop, you know, when you hear the radio guy going, those guys calling in, we had, you know, we hooked six big ones. We lost them all, you know. I mean, it's just, it's early season. It's getting the bugs kinked out of people's tackle. It's the same thing, just stressing how crazy important it is to have a heavy fluorocarbon leader on your flat fall, like tying that thing directly to your 40-pound outfit. When you're hooking fish that are 50 and 60 and 70 and 100 pounds, it just doesn't work. If the hook winds up in exactly the perfect spot, you're okay. But if those things swallow it, like a lot of times they do, you need that heavy fluoro leader. Like, so what I'm getting at is, you know, they're hooking a lot more than are coming on board.
Yes.
And that's just the nature of fishing big tuna. You don't get them all.
No, that just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is, like you say, it's just April, and really the season is just going to get going here as we move into May now, and
no
things
doubt.
Are going to get June, July. When was the peak of the season last year, Carl?
For us, I would say probably August, September, when it kind of got going.
Yeah. And remember how good it was in June and July.
Yeah, it was good
the
in
peak,
June
it
July.
Got even better. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So I talked to Tom Green, the SAC spotter plane guy, last week, and he said he's seeing a lot of fish. I mean, the commercial guys are already putting several ton in the pens.
Yeah.
I mean, I forget the number he gave me, but he says, oh, yeah, we already have like 20 tons in the pen or something
crazy.
Like that. I'm like, how many? And so they're going to get finished pretty soon and then leave it all to us.
One of the things that Tom was saying, he came by the tackle store saying the same thing. He said one of the things that was interesting about this year was the amount of mixed up fish that he was saying in the same relative area. You know, that like in the same couple square mile, you'd fly over a school that had 20 pounders and a few hundred yards away, there's a school of 200 pounders.
Yeah.
And then these ones are 30 to 50. And these are, you know, he said there was a lot of mixed up schools in the same relative area, and just like Carl was saying, I mean, the fishing is reflecting that too. 30 pounders one day, 70 pounders the next, 170s the day after.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the guys in the day and a half in the overnight boats, I mean, I think it was Marcus, or I'm not sure who was running the new one, he had four or five fish that came, all were over 150 pounds in the same, almost in the same area, I believe, as the full day boats. And there's fish from 30 miles all the way down past Collin outside there. And the long-range boats that have been coming back and forth, and the guys going down on the day and a half are fishing a little farther south. And there's fish everywhere you go. And it's
30 miles from San Diego? There's
for the most part, yeah.
Wow.
Our setup is so good right now.
Yeah.
This is great.
You
got to
find the clean water. I mean, you got to break through that dirty water between here and there. But when that, and it seems like it's different every day with springtime, with the currents moving, the winds and stuff. I mean, one day it's 30 miles, the next day it might be 45 miles. So you just got to be prepared to go traveling and looking for some clean water.
Yeah, no doubt. So the main boat running now is the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing, right?
Liberty is running every day. The Condor, I think he's going to be all done with Coast Guard here this weekend here, and he will be full speed now also. Then Drew on the Pacific Queen and Gavin, obviously he's hoping to be done with boat work and up and running by like May 10th, somewhere in there. He's got a few things to just tidy up on the boat. And then the Pegasus will start filling in also. So everyone's almost done with their boat work. I mean, if you walk down by the dock, our docks have been, a shipyard. I mean, just the Islander, the Queen, the Condor, the Royal Star, the RP's now just full-blown boat work. And hopefully these guys will all be done and start running here sooner than later.
It's like boat work time. I know on our we have our mid-June kayak trip on the Islander, and boy, have they been putting a lot of money in the Islander.
Yeah, it looks great.
They are. John's worked really hard the last 3 years on going through the boat from bow to stern, from the hull up and everything, replacing whatever he can. He just put a new roof on. He's going to have, I believe, a new bucket on the roof. The galley's getting redone. He's even talking about maybe redoing the heads this year. And gave it a fresh new paint job and stuff like that. So he's got one more year after this to do major boat work. Then the boat's going to be done. And Drew on the Queen, all new electrical, all new water plumbing. Guys don't see that stuff because it's behind the walls and everything. But the boat's going to be in top notch. I know Scott on the Condor, he's starting to kind of dig into his main boat work stuff. He's done a lot. And these boats, the last couple years, they're putting that money that they've earned back into the boat. Some of the stuff the customers will see, a lot of it's more mechanical and behind the walls and stuff like that, where it makes the boat safer and more sound and everything like that.
Pretty cool that guys have had the types of seasons that they've had last couple of years. Let's face it, they've run a lot, had very successful fishing because of that. Their businesses are more successful, and now they're able to do those things. You know, and you get to really dig deep and tear in and put a lot more money back into the boat, and we're the benefit of it. You know,
exactly.
I mean, you know, this is passengers are going to get to have that, you know, those creature comforts and, you know, those boats that run sound and better and true. It's all good all the way around.
Yep. I mean, the number one question for me at Day at the Docks is, why can't I get on this boat? Why can't I do this on this boat? Because the seasons have lasted so late the last couple of years. I mean, some of these boats ran all the way up to Christmas time. And now it's season time, and they're trying to get ready for the season. And everyone was closed. I mean, everyone was closed because they had a blue tarp up, and they're painting and doing this or that on the boat. It was crazy how late the season, how early the season's been starting the last couple of years.
But they have to do the maintenance to get the boat ready for when things really start happening.
Exactly.
Which is right now.
Yeah, exactly.
We've been joking about it on Let's Talk Hookup a bunch lately. Like, how do you call it? When did that season end and this one begin? The lines have been so blurred. When Marcus from the New Loano's on here, he said the same thing, as we've caught bluefin tuna. He goes, not just caught, but made good catches every month of the year for the last, you know, for the last couple of years. Like, it's just there's no stop.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I mentioned the Islander, and we have that Islander kayak trip in mid-June. I am so excited about the potential of San Clemente Island on the kayaks in mid-June. If it's this good right now, and I there's still spots available on that trip. I can't believe that
there won't
are,
be.
I know there won't be, but if you want to go on an amazing trip, I'm going to go. It's always a lot of fun. Ron Lane and the guys from Fastlane will be there. Ron will even rent you a Hobie Mirage Dive kayak if you make prior arrangements to him on a limited basis. So if you want to go on that, check out our website, letstalkhookup.com. We're booking right on our website. I think there's, I believe there's like eight spots left, something like that on that. So, and we're only limiting it to 22.
Yeah, you're right.
Because that's all they can take.
And Clemente's been really good already this year. I mean, really, really good bass fishing and lots of yellowtail. I mean, it's been a great Clemente season already, and that is so prime.
Oh, yeah, for
there's
sure.
some yellowtail, and there's some squid maybe starting to show up there, and some sea bass and stuff like that.
Speaking of which, how about the coast, man? There has been some amazing grade sea bass along the coast. 70, 80-pounders.
Giants.
Yep. And big yellows, too.
I want some, buddy.
I think San Diego is ready for that when this water just gets cleaned up here. I mean, I know there's that water up in La Jolla starting to clean up. I know when I looked at the Clarifor charts yesterday, the day before, that really dirty water that was around is starting to move out again. And some of the guys that were Taro said that water that was down below is starting to push up also. So hopefully we'll start getting our share down here.
How important are those chlorophyll charts. You say you looked at the chlorophyll charts. Why don't you explain that to our listeners that may not understand the importance of clean water?
I mean, it makes or breaks you. I mean, it's just if you you could have clean, dirty water and still catch fish. But if you have that just brown, dirty, ugly green water, normally there's no water movement there. There's no current going through there. And everything gets stale there. It's like, but if you kind of keep an eye on those chlorophyll charts and the current charts and temperature charts, you could see where that water is moving from day in and day out and stuff. And you could really find where there's some good potential fishes at or baits at, and you will find fish and stuff there. So if that water is dirty there at the islands and
has been for days at a time.
Days. And literally sometimes those islands, all you have to do is blink an eye and that stuff changes there. So you have to keep an eye on it.
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
To see when that clean water moves in and that yellowtail is like when that, like we were talking about earlier, when that water got dirty at the islands, those guys moved offshore and found that yellowtail.
Mm-hmm.
When that water probably gets cleaned up, that fish will move back into the islands and stuff like that.
And how do you read those charts? You look at Terrafin or you look at like fishdope.com, chlorophyll charts. How do you read the chart? Is like blue? Does it show blue on the chart?
Blue, green, purple. You get more into the blues and purples. That means it's clean water, and you get into the neon colors and like darker, funky looking colors, that's dirty water.
I saw orange at the Coronado Islands. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
that's dirty.
Yeah, it's like, you know, purple is, you know, as far as quote unquote, you know, blue, clean water, like purple is like the best, and then dark blues, and then light green, and like turquoise, and then green, and then darker green, and then yellow. It's like, oh my God, there was yellow with orange spots in it. Like, I was joking.
Boy, nobody's fishing the Coronado Islands.
I've never even seen this before. What's going on?
That's dirty water.
It was
nasty.
Really dirty water down there and stuff like that. But prior to that dirty water in there, I mean, we had good yellowtail fishing at the rock pile and the lower end of the islands and stuff like that.
There's a lot of yellow in there.
There is. Yeah. And it's just a matter of when that water gets cleaned up, and I think conditions get stable and this wind finally goes away for a while, that stuff will move back in there, and we'll have good fishing at the islands again.
But the good news is it's a typical spring. We have wind
spring.
In the spring.
Yeah.
We have upwelling, which causes the nutrient-rich water, which creates bait, which creates fish. So this is all good news. Wind is part of the program here.
I'm glad to kind of – I mean, it sucks for getting boats out every single day, but I'm glad to see we're getting back to a normal quote-unquote normal season and stuff with the wind and things settling back down to, like, how it should be.
No doubt about it.
I liked being spoiled.
Yeah.
I liked endless summer, perfect every day.
Endless summer's good.
It was 80 degrees in January, and the tuna were still on the on the tanner, and there was yellows. But you're right. This is what we need, I mean, if we're being real about it.
Speaking of dirty water, Ricky, you got to fish Lake Barrett on a pre-fish, media pre-fish day a couple weeks ago.
We got to...
Things were tough.
It was not the Barrett that it had been. You know, you and I fished last year, Carl and I the year previous to that, so we can all comment on how amazing it typically is. And the fish is still there. There's no question about it. It was what a perfect parlay, because it's exactly like we were talking about now. It's condition-related, in my opinion, and I'm far from a professional bass fisherman, but I have grown up fishing there. Lake Barrett is probably my favorite place to get to fish in San Diego. It's such a fun lake, and it's very unique, and it's just different than all of our other San Diego City lakes, and it's a very cool opportunity
that
the city provides us to get to do it.
Is that there's no high-speed, supercharged expert bass guys on that thing.
Right.
You know, like everybody's on an even plane. And that's the cool thing.
That is very cool. What I like about it is just that is like the targets that you have to fish on. You know, I mean, there's just stick ups and rock piles, and it's not a, you know, mud bank oval shape. I mean, it's a very cool lake to get to fish with so many rad opportunities. And the water level is up high, which is a good thing. I think, in my opinion, I think that's what maybe caused some of our lesser numbers than we're used to. I fish with Brandon from the Tackle Store. And
very good anglers and bass fishing, so if they're not catching, nobody is.
I would say I'm mediocre. I would say Brandon is fantastic. Yeah, I mean, that's what he does. That is his thing. But, I mean, I've grown up fishing Barrett. I know the place very well. And the water was up nice and high, which in total is a very good thing for Barrett. If there was a negative, I think that the water came up high somewhat recently, because a lot of the bushes and things like that were in the water, maybe they were in the water by a few feet, they were still very green and green leaves, which tends to make you think that it was a bush that was growing on the shoreline, the water is now up. And because of that, there was a lot of like a decaying kind of plant. There's a lot of green slime in the on the water that we were fishing, which is just a condition that happens when the water fluctuates and gets up there. Once that becomes stable, just like our fishing offshore, that fish gets right back on the bite again. And I definitely don't want to make it sound like there was no fish. We still had a day that I wouldn't have had another. Like, you know, I had 25 fish fishing mainly spinner baits, like you and I. It's always our favorite thing to do. I mean, I'm not going to go to another lake and have 25 fish on this. But, you know, it's still
and
it's
healthy.
Still, oh, my
northern
God.
Northern strain largemouth, just fantastic.
They're square. The fish in there are square in shape. They were big. There was none of the sickly, skinny. I mean, they're big head, big bodies, fighting good, biting, you know, spinner baits really well. It's just, it's such a cool lake, and it's such a cool opportunity to get to go be a part of.
Yeah, and this morning in San Diego Union Tribune, Bryce Miller and the legendary Jim Brown, former City Lakes director, went to Barrett, and there was an article and pictures in today's Union Tribune about it, and they commented about how stuffed the fish were with shad. And that's part of the problem, too. I mean, there's so much food available there that Bryce said that these fish were spitting up shad, every one that they caught.
We call it happy bait, you know, offshore. Like, there was so much happy, and that's just bait that's just milling around, not being, you know, molested by fish, because it was everywhere. I mean, it was everywhere. And I've never seen, you know, Brandon knew about it for sure, but I've never seen, like, spawning shad where they're like, splashing on the edges of bushes. I mean, but sheets and sheets and sheets of them. And they're not, you know, it's not due to any lack of fish. It's just because there's so much bait around, they don't have it concentrated or pushed in an area. The lake is going to be great. It's Barrett. It just, you know, everything goes in cycles. We had a slightly lesser than what we're used to seeing at the beginning of the season, but I guarantee you that thing is going to bite nails because there's so much bait and the fish are healthy and the lake is healthy and the water's up. I mean, it's all the things you want to be. Just the week that we happened to go there, it wasn't as crazy as it has been in other times. But still, just the scenery, the fact that you're kind of, you know, you're just away from everybody. There's no car noise. You know, Barrett's so far off the roadways.
See
it's
wildlife.
Just, saw coyotes and we saw deer. And it's just, you know, we commonly see bobcats running around that place. It's just a cool opportunity to fish. And I always say, too, if you're a quote-unquote saltwater guy, Barrett is the most perfect place for you because you don't need to be a professional bass fisherman. You need to drive around the lake and cast at cool-looking bushes with fun lures that you can just chuck and wind, and you're going to get bites. It's a really cool place, and I just highly, highly recommend anybody, you know, that's thinking about trying to go bass fishing to go. It's a blast.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So if you want to go to Barrett Opens this Wednesday, I'm sure tickets for this month are already sold out. But watch Ticketmaster. Are you going?
Sunday.
You're going Sunday.
Yeah, week from tomorrow.
All right. Well, you get all the hot tips from Ricky and Brandon.
We've been talking about it at the shop. It's been big news.
Well, anyway, if you want to go to Barrett, we appreciate the opportunity that the San Diego City Lakes gives all of us to do that. Thank you very much for that. Check out Ticketmaster for the next opportunity to buy tickets to Lake Barrett. So basically what you do is on Ticketmaster, you type in Lake Barrett Fishing, and you'll be able to check out all the field there. So there it is. Hey, let's go live to the San Diego Captain. Ryan Boschian's on the line. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, morning, Pete. Morning, Rick. How you guys doing?
What's up, brother?
Doing great. What's happening out there?
Well, we're headed offshore here. I think last time I talked to you guys, we were still fishing the Coronado Islands. And last week, the water rolled over at the Coronado Islands. So last Sunday, you know, we've never been a boat to sit around and wait for fish to come find us. We looked at the water charts, and we had no information, but we saw some pretty good water offshore. We decided just to go look, and it was Captain Cameron at the helm. And he went outside the islands offshore and ended up catching full Mexican limits of yellowtail for 15 people.
That's so rare.
That was on Sunday. Yeah, so we got off to a good start on Sunday, and then Monday we kind of stumbled a bit. We never caught any yellowtail, or not that much yellowtail, a handful or something. And then Tuesday and Wednesday we started to see this bluefin show up, and we've been scratching at bluefin and finding the occasional yellowtail kelp all week here. Yesterday we ended up catching 15 bluefin. We had a kelp for 74 yellowtail and 26 big bonita in the mix as well. So we're going to stick with this offshore thing here. These bluefin, there's fish from 25 to 35 pounds. That's one class of fish. And then we're seeing another class of fish that are like 45 to 70 pounders.
Ooh.
So 25 to 70 pounders on the bluefin. So they're nice, good quality fish. Yeah, we've been scratching away at them. Yesterday was a real fun day. We're headed back out again right now. And we're online to fish offshore all throughout this week. So if you guys want to come out, catch some early season bluefin, maybe some yellowtail and bonita, it seems to be our best option right now is fishing offshore.
Unbelievable. April, here we are catching bluefin already. Are you seeing quite a volume there, Ryan?
You know, Pete, I wouldn't say that we're seeing volume, but, you know, these bluefin are weird. I mean, some of the worst bluefin days I've ever had fishing for them are on days that we're seeing the most.
Yeah.
You know, we have days out here where we're stopping on 800-ton schools, school after school after school, and we can't get a bite at all. That happens a lot. Right now what we're stopping on is just scattered fish, but we're catching some. So we don't really care how we do it. It's not really how much we're seeing. It's more about what we're catching. And,
yeah.
You know, anytime you fish bluefin, you need to have the right mindset. You need to realize that you're fishing for a trophy fish. You're fishing for one of the smartest fish in the ocean. And in bluefin fishing, especially on a local trip like this, we're never going to come out here and catch 350 of them. It's just not that kind of... It's just not that kind of fishing. They're not that kind of fish. But you may come out here and catch the biggest fish of your life.
No doubt.
So
you're going to have the opportunity.
Fishing. Yeah. It's trophy fishing, and you need to have the right mindset, and you need to have the right tackle. And the right tackle lately has been a fly line bait rod, 30 or 40-pound fly line bait rod, and a flat fall rod. A variety of flat falls from 130 grams. To 200 grams. Those 150 grams have been working real good.
Wow, Roger. And any color in particular on the flat fall?
Doesn't seem like it, Pete. Anything with some silver in it seems to work good. You know, we haven't really seen a color preference here on the flat falls. Anything with some silver in it, that silver and blue and orange, whatever that popular color is, that one seems to work real good.
Yeah. Hey, Ryan, another question about the flatfall. You know, Shimano flatfalls come with two hooks on it. I see some adaptations that guys put like five hooks on it and stuff like that. Is that necessary? Do you recommend that or just stick with the standard two-hook Shimano flatfall?
You know, if we were targeting straight 100-plus pound bluefin, you know, if we were drifting on 100 to 200-plus pound bluefin, then I would say, yeah, adding some hooks. You know, I've seen pictures on the internet. Guys got hooks dangling all off their lure. I would say, yeah, that would be an advantage for those extra large grade fish. But for what we're catching, kind of this mid range fish, these 25 to 70 pounders, the stock hooks are fine. You know, just the regular two hooks that come on the lure, they're fine for what we're doing right now.
Roger. All right. Well, hey, well, if somebody wants to ride the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing, wants to catch a bluefin, a yellowtail, and more, Captain Ryan Bostian runs an awesome operation. How do we find you?
Yeah, give us a call at the landing, 619-224-3383. Loads have been pretty darn light throughout the week. We had a lot of passenger counts this week, 15, 20 people. So today we have a big load. On the weekend, we're out here with 53 people. But during the week, it's been pretty light and a real good opportunity to catch an early season tuna.
What a trip, man. That's awesome, Ryan. Well, certainly great information. Thanks for the tips on the flatfall. Just once again, that stupid lure never ceases to amaze, man. Those tunas love biting that thing.
And they're available. Shimano's stocked up on them, so you can see them at the tackle stores for sure. Hey, Captain Ryan Bostian, get them today and give us a call tomorrow if I have a new update for us.
I will. I'll give you guys a shout tomorrow. You guys have a great show. We'll talk to you later.
All right, Captain Ryan Bostian from the San Diego. And as you can hear, we have a great show. I lost so much to talk about. You got to love this time of the year.
Best.
And I'm going to tell you something. I've got a huge announcement.
soon.
All right.
All right.
All right. I'll take that. We'll take that for sure. Well, as you can hear, like Pizza, we got a great show. And Carl's such the perfect guy to have in here today. I mean, you know, talk about somebody that grew up in this sport fishing fleet from working on the boats and now in his position of just knowing all the ins and outs about all of our sport fishing boats and a tackle expert and a fishing expert as well. It's just a perfect day and a perfect opportunity for your phone calls. If you want to join us this morning, there's two ways you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's the local number. Or you can try us on our toll-free line. That one's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we taking your phone calls, talking all kinds of great fishing today, we are also giving away such a killer prize. And that's a full-day trip to go fishing on board the beautiful Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. We talked already about all the great fishing they've been having this year, and you're going to get to go and participate in that great fishing. A full-day trip coming to you free of charge on the Liberty. If you're the lucky caller at the end of the show today, and when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for four straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right. The big announcement.
Yeah, let's hear this.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So, as you know, we're doing our first live broadcast, San Diego County Ford Dealer live broadcast, next Saturday, May 5th at one of our favorite places, Encinitas Ford, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real. And it's going to be next Saturday, 1 week from today, your first chance. Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star will be the guest. And going to be a great time. Two big grand prizes we're going to be giving away this year. And one of them is a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak from Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay, along with a trip to Cedros Kayak Fishing, trip for one to Cedros Kayak Fishing on Cedros Island. Thanks to Jeff and Ron for those great prizes. That grand prize number two, four-night fishing package for two at Rancho Leonero on Baja's East Cape. And here's the big news.
Okay.
It took a while for me to get it, but thanks to my my friend Doug over at Alaska Airlines, I secured round-trip tickets for two to from San Diego, Orange County, or LAX, your choice of departure and arrival to Los Cabos on Alaska Airlines. Because now they're flying out of L.A., Orange County, and San Diego to Los Cabos, as well as a ton of other destinations.
Most comfortable planes, easiest to ride on, everything about it. That's huge. That is so huge.
So click on the Alaska Air banner on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website. You'll find out more about all the amazing destinations Alaska Airlines is going to. Plus, you can win a trip on the Blackjack. Secured that from Steve Pinard and Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We're going to have Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses, and, of course, the prize cowboy is going to be there with a ton of great stuff just for showing up. And you have two different chances to win the grand prizes. Don't forget, you can randomly draw one qualifier and then the winner of the Shimano casting contest, which will be run by the one and only Ryan Christensen. Will be back.
Pulled him out of retirement.
Yeah, pulled him out of retirement to run the casting contest next Saturday at Encinitas Ford. So you can win that trip to Rancho Leonero on Alaska Airlines or the Fastlane Hobie Kayak at Cedros Kayak Fishing. So check the guest page on letstalkhookup.com for more details. And don't forget also, here's another big announcement, Don from Anza Knives. Don said he's going to show up with a bunch of Anza knives to show and sell at Encinitas Ford, all those beautiful handmade knives. And he's going to give away a knife next Saturday, too. So just a random pick next Saturday is going to win that custom-made Anza knife from our buddy Don's Anza Knife. So we'll see you next Saturday, May 5th, Encinitas Ford, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real.
All right. Well, the phone lines are packed. Everybody's excited to talk to Carl again. If you want to get your opportunity to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Before we do that, we're going to find out what's biting. It's time for the Catch Report with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. And today, the Catch Report is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros, because once you try them, you're hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. And don't forget Fish Pros the Market with their famous smoked wahoo, tuna burgers, and so much more. They've got their killer rubs now. They're doing so much cool stuff at Fisherman's Processing. It's so much than just a processor. Pick some up at their Liberty Station locations or stop by and taste it, because you'll be hooked. Let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky, Pedro.
Cast man.
Hey, man, how's the shoulder?
Oh, it still hurts. I'm going in for a cortisone shot next week.
Are you really?
Oh,
I'll tell you.
It's brutal,
you know, this body takes a little longer to heal than it did when I was younger. But
yeah, I
think,
I think
my arms are just about back to the normal length.
Yeah, but you're a superhuman, Cass.
You are. Superhuman. Yeah, right. Hey, you heard me yelling no mas out there.
Yeah. We'll let Gary pull on them all, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know what? I think what we need to do, Pete, we need to, you know how gangsters hire hitmen?
Yeah.
We need to hire rodmen.
Yeah, rodmen. I think that's a good
guys
idea.
Guys that'll come and pull on fish for us.
As good as that tuna fishing was at Pesca Panama, and I posted a whole bunch of other pictures on our Facebook page, Let's Talk Hookup Facebook page, yesterday about all the big tuna. And that formula, Gary's fish taped out at 307, and I think the one that Ken got was like taped out at like 250, something like that.
Jeez.
Lots of big fish. And I think that one you had means that that one was over a couple hundred pounds, too, Cass, man.
Well, I don't know, Pete. It was big.
It was big.
Too big for this old man to handle.
Thank goodness for deckhands that pull hard, right?
Yeah. You got it. Anyway, let's get on with the report. let's start off with San Jose del Cabo and Cabo San Lucas. Striped marlin bite really dropped. I think those stripers are finally moving up inside the Sea of Cortez up toward the East Cape, so those boats should be banging them pretty good from now all the way through May and into June. But the tuna are there. Both the Cabo fleet is fishing the Jaime Bank, getting some nice tuna. And then, of course, the Panga fleet from San Jose del Cabo is going up inside the Sea of Cortez, the regular banks of the Iman, Vinarama, San Luis, and doing really well on tuna. There's a few tuna up to 100 pounds, but most of them are going to be in that 15 to 30 pound, and there's some 40 and 50s mixed in. But a lot of tuna right now. Dorado, a few Dorado, no Wahoo in this last week's count. And, of course, a lot of bonnetfish, a lot of Cabrilla, a lot of Cubera snappers, and then the Huachinango, those true red snappers that are really good fried up whole that the Mexican restaurants sell, you know, there in Cabo. And, of course, here in the States, too, the Huachinango. Anyway, Mazatlan, really, really good billfish bite there. They're averaging one striped marlin per boat per day. The sales haven't really moved in there yet, but they should be coming. But a good striped marlin bite going on there. And, of course, Zihuatanejo, man, they're going into the end of the season, but they're going to close out really hot. Lots and lots of sales, averaging 3 to 4 sale releases per boat per day. And this is really close to the harbor, about 8 miles out. Also, they've had some nice tuna there, 100-pound tuna plus, not too far off the beach there. So some good fishing there. And, of course, along the beaches, the rooster fish are starting to arrive, and the bigger boys are starting to arrive there. You know, and then during the rainy season, they got some good rivers that come out of there, and that the snook. Really start to bite once those rivers start emptying out into the ocean there. Those snook hang around the mouth of the river there, and they get a pretty good snook bite. And we'll wind up with Cancun. Man, it's really hot down there for the billfish. The Atlantic sales are there, 1 to 2 releases per boat per day there, and along with the white marlin, the blue marlin, they got a ton of variety of other fish to catch, but some really, really good fishing going on. Excuse me, I'm getting ready to sneeze here. But anyway, I'm trying to hold it off. Anyway, that's a report for this week. And anybody wants to book a trip into Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, our Pesca Panama trips, our Christmas Island trips, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Yeah, indeed. And in fact, Ricky filled his boat for Pesca Panama 2019, so that means there's only one boat left for Pesca Panama 2019, right?
Yeah, exactly. I've got one boat for either 2 or 3 anglers, so if you got a buddy or a couple of buddies, you want to go on this fabulous trip, give me a call, 800-593-6510. Talk to you guys next Saturday.
Thanks, Cass, man. Well, we're certainly pumped up. Going to be a great time. Great report, as always. We'll look forward to talking next week.
All right, boys.
Thanks, Cass, man. All right, phones are packed, Rick. Let's jump into it.
You are not kidding about them being packed. We're going to start it off this morning up in Cardiff and talk with Mike. Mike, good morning. Thanks for getting started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Mike.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Great.
Great. Hey, boy, did I get a treat this week. I was able to be on the new Loanne with 11 of us and those 3 super big bluefin.
Nice.
Right on, Mike. Congrats.
Yeah, that was an epic trip. I've between the last couple weeks, I've spent 30 hours at the rail, and I haven't gotten a bite yet. So, watching 200 pounders jump in the air and put on their show and all that, I've had a couple heart attacks, and I'm ready for mine. That's for damn sure. But yeah, Adam is amazing on that boat. I hadn't been on that boat since Albacore days,
wow.
And I have, you know, ton of respect for Marcus and the crew and all those guys, but this kid, these younger guys, you know, fishing this bluefin, they're not waiting for jig strikes. They know how to read that, you know, those sonars, and man, they are not afraid to throw bait, and it's just amazing. I'm out of my toes. I am just so thrilled on this freaking season and the last couple, but you know, I haven't gotten up over 100, and I got my tack 25 now. I'm loaded. I'm ready, and I'm on the angler this coming Friday night. So maybe third time's a charm. So
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
You undoubtedly will, because you're going in it with that exact mindset. You know, it's just like Captain Ryan Bosch said. It's trophy hunting. You don't get a trophy every time. You don't hit a home run every time you step to the plate. Whatever cliche thing you want to say, the only thing that does it is time at the rail and then being prepared for the bite when it does happen. And clearly you bought the right gear and you're going with the right mindset that it takes a lot of trips. It takes a lot of time in the rail. Of course, your lucky lotto can come up the first round, but it doesn't usually work that way. And, you know, you spend time and you be prepared while you're spending that time. You're going to get the bite and it's going to happen.
You got the right attitude about it.
Yeah, for sure. And you're going on the right boat on Friday. You know, I talked to Captain Brian Kiyohara yesterday. They still have a handful of spots left on that day and a half trip on the American Angler. Leaves Friday night, May 4th. Fish Saturday, back Sunday morning.
Perfect.
So if you want to go on the ultimate machine there the ultimate crew there, Ray and the guys on the American Angler, call Lori up in the office, AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. And day and a half trip Friday night, looking good weather-wise and everything. So jump on it.
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
No matter what the season, Rapala Lure should always be a part of your fishing arsenal. It's time to stock up on the trolling lure that's proven to catch more fish. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Mag runs perfect right out of the box. All have extreme action with a controlled, deep diving, aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. Here's some big news. X-Wrap Mags now get up to 40 feet deep with the new X-Mag 40. Spool up with Suffix line, which was designed and recommended for trolling X-Wrap Mags, and you have a deadly combo. You should also check out Rapala Husky Magnum heavy-duty high-speed trolling lures built for battling large game fish. The Husky Mag lures, like all Rapala lures, are built tough and available at a great price. So bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum or the Rapala Husky Magnum are the ultimate trolling lures for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size, and start catching more fish. See the entire lineup at Rapala.com.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, phones are packed. We're going to get to those in a minute, but we have a very important guy on the line right now. My buddy Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. What's up, Ron?
Hey, guys, how are you this morning?
Doing good. Great. So, big event today and next Saturday at Fastlane, right? Tell us about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is something that I really enjoy doing. I mean, at the beginning of the season, you get your kayak out, you go for the Battle of the Bays. It's a real easy fishing tournament, and today's the skipper's meeting.
Yeah, the big captain's meeting. If you're interested in participating, you haven't signed up yet, this is the meeting you want to go to, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Debbie will have her homemade cookies there, too.
Oh!
Wow. You come down to the shop, and Jim Salazar is going to do a little, you know, how to do this. Now, this is a really interesting kayak tournament because it's a catch and release. You just catch them, photo them, and this photo you do with your, like, your iPhone goes to an iAngler tournament app, and it's really fun to do because you don't have – it's real low impact, you know. You catch the fish, you put them on a little measuring tape, and boom, you take their picture, and it keeps track of who's winning the whole day.
Yeah, it's really pretty cool. Fun. You see what's going on. We participate in that one tournament, and it's pretty fun. But you can win a Hobie kayak, a Pro Angler 12, a trip to Cedros kayak fishing, all kinds of great prizes. And here's the best part. Benefits, Coastal Conservation Association of California, ccacalifornia.org, is the benefactor of all the proceeds on this. But lots of great sponsors. Battle of the Bays, round two. This is the first of three events in Mission Bay. It starts next Saturday, but the captain's meeting's today. What time, Ron?
It's at 10 o'clock, just at Fastlane. And this is a great – I mean, if you've never been in a tournament, this is a really good one to be in because it's super fun. It's easy. I mean, this is the kind of thing where you'll go down and you'll meet a whole bunch of fishing buddies. And like you said, Pete, who's looking out for you in the fishing world? The CCA.
You've
got to
right.
support those guys, and this is a great way to get involved.
Yep, and have a lot of fun. So if you're thinking about involved, you just want to have some interest, show up 10 o'clock this morning, you said?
Yeah, 10 o'clock this morning. And what's good about that is maybe if you're just not quite sure you want to try a tournament, come down and just talk with some of the guys. And Jim Salazar is he always has so much information about how to get started on these things. We're going to be actually using the little device, we have these little phony fish. We're going to measure and put on the app so you learn how to do it. And guess what? If you go to this tournament, you get a free phone bag. And you know where that came from, don't you?
Where?
Well, last time we were in that tournament, Pete, who lost their phone?
Ron Lane. Dropped it over the side, right?
Ouch.
I met a lot of buddies because they had to take the pictures of my fish.
Yeah, and also, so Fastlane Kayaks is supplying a bag for everybody.
Oh, yeah, Jim Salazar did this. I think it's a way to rub it in, you know?
Oh, I
got
you. He's
going to tell
everybody. I get it. All right, 10 o'clock this morning, Fastlane Kayaks Mission Bay, captain's meeting for the CCA Battle of the Bays today, and then the Battle of the Bays next Saturday. Thanks, Ron. Have a great time today.
Hey, thanks, guys.
See you, Ron.
See you later. All right, let's jump into those jam-packed phone lines.
You got it, man. How about we start it off with Arnie calling us from Vista this morning. Hi, Arnie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Arnie.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Great.
Sounds like a great show.
Indeed.
Hey, I just want to give a big shout-out to Carl. Hey, back in December, I had scheduled a trip on the Liberty, and I happened to work on up at our Temecula store up there, and then I was trying to run down to get to the landing, and that's the day the fire started down here.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And
that.
Basically, yeah, son of a gun, I had to cancel the trip, so I called a kid on the landing. I was trying to drive home, and then told him, I mean, this is just no way I can make it. And you know, the policy was, you know, that basically they couldn't refund my deposit, and I was cool with that, you know, so. And things happen. And then, lo and behold, Carl calls me like 3 days later. He's like, hey, man, what happened? And I told him what happened. And it's like, apparently a couple of other people had to cancel. And Carl was cool enough to go ahead and refund the deposit. So I want to publicly say thank you, Carl. You didn't
cool.
have to do that, but I do appreciate it.
No, I mean, that's what we're there for. And, I mean, those are rare situations where that type of stuff happens. And when that type of stuff happens, you got enough stuff on your plate and enough going on. So, I mean, I definitely felt like it wasn't right in that circumstance to, like, hey, we're going to take your money. And, like, I felt there was no need for that. So instead of making a customer unhappy or mad, like, oh, we'd rather keep you as a customer, get your money back, and have you come back fishing with us.
And here's the other thing, too, is if you ever have any issues with any of the people, like at Fisherman's Landing, talk to one of the managers, like Carl. And Carl can a lot of times take care of you.
Exactly.
Where the other guys don't have the authority.
Exactly.
Deposits like that are always a sticky thing, and it's tough for everybody. I mean, it's tough for boat owners and private things because, I mean, you know, that is how they're making their living, and when those spots are secured, I mean, they all have policies like that for a reason. And I know that no boat likes to capture a deposit when somebody that can't come. I mean, I know that is the, you know, they want you to come fishing and want you to be stoked, but at the same time, they're running their businesses. So it should be said, too, that, you know, when those guys have policy and those things happen, it's not for a negative reason, but, you know, that's a business that they're running.
And
that's how, yeah, exactly, that's part of the deal. And I'm sure stoked to hear that one worked out so well, Arnie.
Thanks a lot for the call this
morning,
Arnie. Appreciate that. Let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to John? He's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a tackle question. The yellow tuna fishing that Captain Ryan was talking about, 30 to 40 pound line, what would you put on the reel? How would you set that up for something like that?
Carl?
Depending on what reel you have, but like a 50 pound or 65 pound Spectra, probably to
I got a Avid, a 6.3, a two speed.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. Like an MXL or JX or LX
there
or something
you go.
Like that.
LX, it's the bigger one.
Okay, the LX there, I think. Oh, yeah, it's 65-pound Spectra to a top shot of, like, 30-pound or 40-pound fluorocarbon, either the Blackwater or Cigar, whatever you prefer.
How long of a top shot of fluoro would you put on there?
The way I do it, because I'm a sport boat guy, a boat length, so 90 feet of mono, and I fish, like, 3 feet of fluorocarbon. I know that's how most of the sport guys prefer it. But, I mean, a lot of guys will go out there and they add 3 or 5 feet of fluorocarbon on there with your whatever size hook is going to be optional for that day, probably like a 1.0 or 2.0 size circle hook, and you would be good to go. I like a little longer top shot just to make, A, my life a little easier and the deckhand's life a little easier if they're getting tangles or when that fish is straight up and down or like springtime where the weather might be choppy, you have a little stretch in that mono.
Very good point.
Cast a lot nicer and you won't break off or lose as many fish that way. So, like a good 75 feet of mono to a 3 foot
shot. Like how big a mono? 40?
40 pound or 50 pound, you know. I think like this week you heard Ryan and Taro both say like the key was a 30 pound or 40 pound outfit with a circle hook on there. So something like that I think would get you definitely in the ballpark, ready to go. If you're a guy that wants to fish a short top shot, I mean, you're more than welcome to. It's up to you, but I like, about a boat length, 75 feet of mono to a 3 foot top shot of fluorocarbon.
Really good call for the type of spring that we've been having. I mean, let's face it, we all look at the wind charts. It's been breezier more than it hasn't been, and that means the boat rocking and rolling a little more, and you put a little swell on that. Having that stretch or shock absorber can make a big difference, especially on a bluefin.
Exactly, especially when you get to that maybe like last 25 feet, 20 feet, 15 feet. And the boat's really rocking, and the boat wants to go up, and the fish wants to go down. If you're fishing straight Spectra, just like a three-foot top shot of fluorocarbon, there's no stretch in there. So normally something has to give when that happens. And if you're fishing that mono, you have that stretch, and you're not going to pull a hook or break a knot or something like that.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, May 19th, they'll be traveling to Mazatlan, Mexico. The president of SAC, Captain Ken Franke, along with Captain Tim Ekstrom, will host a live broadcast from the El Cid Marina and Resort in Mazatlan. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They will also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Mazatlan. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources both at home and across the border. Tune in Saturday, May 19th, a very special live Let's Hook Up broadcast from Mazatlan, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey!
I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
XFRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
There's a lot of great tools out there to help you land the biggest catch. We've got state-of-the-art fish finders, the latest sonar technology, and a wide assortment of lures and jigs at our disposal. It's all tech to help you land the big one. Do you know who else loves the latest tech? Your San Diego County Ford dealers. Just look at F-150. It's loaded with tech. That's one of the many reasons F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payloads and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Available with an 8-inch touchscreen, fuel-saving EcoBoost engine, and all the latest safety and comfort features, F-150 is the truck that is smart enough for California. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on F-150 XLT and STX. Right now is your best chance to get the best deal on the best truck. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.